Bank of Cardiff. This is Pete.
Yes, it's Dean Severson.
Hey, Dean. How you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Good, good. Yeah, so it looks like you're a little interested in some of our working capital programs. You want to tell me a little bit more about your project? I'll point you in the right direction.
What is it you need to know?
I just wanted to know a little bit more about, you know, the use of funds. You know, when do you need it by?
Well, it would be whenever they're available. It would
okay,
be
so
to, ASAP? It would be to pay off existing and to increase business through advertising and marketing.
I see. So what kind of advertising are you looking to do? More of like a direct mail, or you do an online?
Some of each.
Okay.
It involved website, direct mail, locally and also regionally. When regionally, I would be Oregon, California, Arizona, and locally it would be Portland and primarily Santa Barbara, Southern California area.
All right, good, good. You know, have you done something like this before? It sounds like you have a pretty good idea. Okay.
I have. I've been in business, really. I put down your employer self for really my entire life. So that would be that would continue at this point. Mm-hmm. I don't have any capital items or anything. I'm not looking to really purchase any vehicles or anything like that. I have those. My insurance needs are met. So it'd be mostly marketing.
Okay. All right, gotcha. You know, what kind of, I know it's a little tough to quantify your return on investment on something like this, but, you know, what would, since you've done it in the past, how well has it worked?
Well, start me out. You mean, well, it's worked well since I suppose the mid-80s, 90s. I suppose 90s were my most successful time period, but, since then, I've lived in California, Arizona, but I've always kept my property and my business in Oregon as well. So what exactly are you looking for? Maybe I could give you the best answer I can without being misleading.
Oh, yeah. Well, just kind of like, it's tough for the marketing, but we always like to ask, you know, what your expected return would be. But, you know, how much is this going to cost you? Like, how much capital are we looking for?
Well, for as much as you'll give me.
As much as possible? I like that.
Yeah, as much. You know what I would say, and then I would down it from there. What I would do, I would always leave money in reserve to make good on my loan payment to you, which is what I'd do in the past.
Exactly.
But what I'm saying is, let's say you give me a figure of $20,000 or $10,000 or $50,000, you know, I'd devote probably a third of it to the marketing, and the rest I'd leave in reserve to pay bills and to repay my loan to Cardiff.
Of course. That sounds
like
I'm
kind of conservative in that respect. You understand? I wouldn't rush out and obtain
yeah, no,
more
I understand.
Debt
some
I
people,
have. My debt would
some
be
people
to
you give them. Exactly.
So that would be my the way I would do it.
How long you've been doing this, Dean? Sounds like, you know, a couple decades.
My lifetime.
Lifetime.
So that's where I'm at. You know, 20 years or so.
That's,
you know,
20 years.
5 years. Yeah.
A little bit more. And, you know, it is a sales-based loan primarily. You know, credit's definitely a factor, but what did you do in gross annual sales last year, ballpark?
Oh, didn't I put down around 130?
Oh, yeah, I saw. My bad.
Yeah.
I actually did see that.
Estimated. You know, $10,000 a month or so. It's just a small, it's not a big enterprise. It's not something that's going to probably bring Cardiff $100,000 a month. I don't anticipate that, no, if that's what you're asking. So maybe it's too small of a concern.
No, it's not.
For you.
It's great. Yeah. No,
well,
it's right there in our wheelhouse.
I'm just saying, I'm downsizing it rather than making it grandiose. A huge expectation.
Is there any reason for downsizing it, or, you know, you're just trying to get out of the industry a little bit more? Or?
Yeah, well, I just think that's what can be expected. Now, there are times when, you know, when I started this years ago, it was, you know, 15,000-20,000 a year, and it grew up into up to 400,000. But now, you know, it's a lot different deal now. So I'm not going to I'm not going to put those kind of numbers out there for expectations because because I don't really expect that right now. I'm just trying to be truthful as I can be.
Well, of course, it's just going to help us, you know, get you approved for the best deal we can. How's your credit, Dean? You know, is it, you know, good, bad, in the middle? Personal credit.
It'd be in the middle.
Okay.
It'd be in the middle. I'm on one loan from England I can't get off of that is probably would show up. It's a mortgage in Santa Barbara. So that's the only big thing I really have.
You don't have any other loans out, like a working capital or any other lines of credit?
I have a line for 260 with Chase that I'm paying on, that I've been faithful in paying.
How much have you used up out of that 260?
You know, I don't know. I don't
know.
For sure.
I got you. Yeah, I know. It's a... If you had a guess, like halfway through it, maybe three quarters of the way, about halfway through.
What I owe on that, I think I owe $55,000.
Okay. That's not bad at all. And, Dean, you're 100% owner, I'm assuming.
Everything.
Oh, sounds good, man. And, you know, have you looked anywhere else for any
negative
kind of financing like this?
Negative, and I'm not going to. No. No, I don't have names in the hopper. No, I'm not.
I got you.
America or anything else. I'm not that type. I don't want to fill out five applications. That's not my...
I got you. No, understandable, man. And sometimes these bank takes, you know, they'll take a month to get back to you, and,
no,
you know,
okay.
It sounds like you need this pretty quickly.
Yeah, what it is to me, it's you know, it's either you can do it or you can't do it.
Exactly.
I'm an adult. So I'll accept that.
Exactly.
Hang on this.
Well, it sounds like we can really get done here and, you know, get everything done pretty quickly. Once I get your paperwork in, we could have numbers as far as terms and rates for you.
Sure.
In about 24 hours.
Oh, that's okay. Whatever you do. If you have time,
but
if it works out for your schedule, I put all the information that you have is valid. So that's where I'm at. Okay?
All we need from you now is 6 months of your most recent bank statements for the business.
Okay, well, just send that to me, either whatever you need, okay?
I'm
going out the door now. I've got some stuff to do, so I was surprised that I'll be okay, but that's fine. I can tell you on the skip. So,
gotcha.
I've got to keep moving here.
I don't see an email on here. Where can I send that info over to?
This is LIVVY.
LIVVY?
3904. 3904 at gmail.com. Okay?
So I have Linda, Ivy, Victor, and then Y.
Yeah. You have a five. Sure. You got it.
Gotcha. All right, Dean.
3904. Thank you.
3904. I'll send that out to you.
Bye.
Thank you. Take care.